Orthopedic Body Swap by Betty, read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom, Teen Wolf. This story is Jen, with additional tags for Body Swap. Author's Notes. Teen Wolf fandom is rich Body Swap fic, for which I give reverence. But it hasn't yet produced the one I, for some reason, want, which is the one where Derek and Lydia swap bodies. Anatsuna looked at this for me. You don't have to tell Lydia that being tall makes a difference. She doesn't wear 4-inch heels for her spinal health. But she's never been this tall before, and the difference is amazing. She likes it. Derek, meanwhile, is staring at his hands like he's never seen a well-maintained manicure before. She doesn't like the expression on her face. It's a sort of vacant bafflement that makes her look like a frustrated pug. Of course Derek has no idea how much work it takes to convince people you are a remorseless force of nature when you're 5'2" and cute as a button. And he's going to ruin it all by wandering around looking like that. We'll tell people I've come down with something, she decides. I have to go to school, Derek bleats out in horror, which, actually, is the opposite of what she just said, but she's never really had the impression that he was the sharpest stiletto on the rack. She ignores him, since he clearly is not going to be able to contribute anything important for a while. I can write my own sick note. Unless, will she still have her own handwriting in Derek's body? She adds another point to her already 16-point list of phenomena associated with mystical body exchange, which need further investigation. She will also be able to knock quite a few items off her pre-existing list of werewolf-related phenomena needing further investigation, depending on how long this lasts. Because it's temporary. It will be. The very first point isn't precisely to do with mystical body exchanges, per se, but it would be a crime not to take advantage of this truly unique opportunity to answer the age-old question. Penis. Does it live up to the hype? Which brings up another point. Ground rules, she says, enjoying how authoritative it sounds, how everyone just looks at her, like nothing can proceed until they've heard what she has to say. She doesn't plan on living in it, but damn, this is a nice place to visit. I assume you'll be curious, which is fine. Feel free to take my body for a test drive, but I have veto power over anyone you fuck. Depending on who it is, I may exercise my right to watch. What? Says Derek. Styles, who has been whipping his head back and forth between them for the past few minutes, slack-jawed, now closes his mouth and raises a hand diffidently. For example, says Lydia, because no. If Derek lets Styles touch her breasts, she will pretty much have him following her around for the rest of her life. I am not going to... with your body! Hisses Derek in a ridiculous squeak that she's pretty sure a real girl would have learned not to make, because she will never get taken seriously like that. Styles is staring at her. Really her, not her body, with a familiar expression. I am so turned on right now, he says, stunned. Lydia rolls her eyes, because, duh. Jackson is staring at her body like someone is offering him something purchased at Walmart. I am so not, he says. He sounds a little stunned about it, too. Call me if anyone has an intelligent idea, says Lydia, since apparently they're just going to compare the state of their erections. She pulls Derek's keys out of his jacket pocket, where she deduced they must be since there's hardly room in his pants.
What? That's my car! Squeaks Derek, very unattractive, and lunges for her.
He immediately falls flat on his face, because 4-inch heels aren't for beginners. So Lydia turns, and with more attention than she normally gives the maneuver, swaggers off toward Derek's car.
Like, you don't even understand, says Styles behind her. But Lydia ignores him.
She understands. She just doesn't care. She has important research to conduct. The end.